No race is superior over another. No gender is superior over another. No culture is superior over another. No creation is superior over another. Because they are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it then that while this is true, we are instructed by Islam to honor the prophets, the righteous ones? It's only because they realized their nothingness before Allah more than we do. And that is exactly the way a human being becomes superior over another. Whoever realizes his nothingness more, whoever realizes his servitude more, whoever realizes that Allah is the master and I am nothing without him, that person becomes superior. How beautiful is this? So a Muslim who believes in this Lord that the Quran is introducing, you won't find him waiting in the line for a signature from a celebrity or a speaker. Unless, of course, that signature is for the sake of that person's piety, not because they're famous, not because you find them handsome or pretty. None of these are important. I'd like to end this episode with a story. Who is the first person when it comes to creation, in this category of creation? Who is that individual who is superior over every other creation? None other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon him and his radiant household. How did he live? If there's one person, a person would think, you know what, that's actually a real celebrity there, it would be the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Isn't that so, dear brothers and sisters? It's related, once a woman was walking through the deserts trying to find this Prophet. She'd believed in him, but she'd never seen him. She entered the city of Medina. She asks, where is the Prophet? They say, he is sitting in the mosque. Go towards the mosque and you will find him there. But she doesn't see a throne. She doesn't see any bodyguards. She doesn't see any trace of a Prophet or a big personality in that mosque. All she sees is some men sitting down on the ground eating food. She asks, where is the Prophet? They tell her, that man over there eating with the others on the ground, he's the Prophet. She's in shock. This is the pinnacle of Allah's creation. And he's living in this manner. So she goes to him and she says to him, you've sat like a slave. Do you know what he replied? He replied, it's related, he replied by saying, وَمَنْ أَعْبَدُ مِنِّي, who is a bigger slave than myself. It was at that moment this woman just was so shocked. She said, can I join you for food? And he, of course, allowed her to join. She was mesmerized by the character of this man. Do you know why? Because this man, who's conquered the hearts of millions throughout the centuries and continues to conquer the hearts of people who've never even seen him, who don't even speak the language that he spoke, to the extent that the religion he brought is the fastest growing religion in the world. How did he conquer all of these hearts? How has he conquered our hearts? Because of his character. Because he didn't speak about Tawheed only. He lived it. This is Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.
Wherever you are.